Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman on the economy and the Copenhagen situation coming up in the next segment. We'll also go to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. So in the last 25 minutes, I've been covering the New World Order Master Plan, what their plan was, what they currently set up, the open takeover. There's a headline in the Times of London, the end of freedom on the ocean, UN control over the ocean treaty, international small arms ban that Obama says he's going to sign, superseding the Second Amendment. That's happening. Congress says they won't pass the UN treaty. They won't ratify it. So Obama says he's just going to implement it by fiat, high treason. And the stated goal of the carbon taxes by the UN and the taxes on all human activity and listing carbon dioxide that humans exhale as a toxic waste is to starve people to death in the third world, shut off industry and business so bad in the United States and Europe and Japan that everyone or almost everyone becomes bankrupt, government-run health care to control your life, to then carry out eugenics, euthanasia, forced abortion, the case for killing granny, the cover of Newsweek, telling you how great suicide is and other articles, teaching children they're bad and that suicide is good. That's ABC News. People won't believe me. Pull up ABC News, teaching children when to die. I want them to see that headline. Along with the cartoons they show them of animals being killed and say, see, you need to kill yourself. This is so diabolical, so cult-like, so evil, training humans to turn off their survival instinct, to turn their survival instinct into something of species survival, which is false, to kill ourselves. We have to indict the people publicly for the sickening Malthusian Hitlerian scum they are. Openly telling us planetary government to carry out one-child policies. Once you're bankrupted in the West, they will then come do an assessment and take your children from you. This is what they've stated. They're now announcing it. 22,000 homes in England now, children at birth. The parents have to put cameras in their homes, guilty until proven innocent for 6 months to prove they're not abusive. The child falls down once. You don't feed them right. They take your children. Cameras in homes, 1984. They are drugging the water supply. That's come out and been declassified. It's not just sewer runoff. In cities like Dallas and others, they've done studies where the Prozac is hundreds of times higher than it could be from runoff. It's being added. Meanwhile, the British, U.S., and Japanese governments, you can pull up MSNBC this year, proposed putting statin, anti-cholesterol drugs in the water when they cause all those liver problems, forced medication, and Prozac-type drugs in the water. Well, they're already doing it, as they call for in eco-science, to make you docile. Out of thousands of plastic combinations, 50 years ago, globally, a type of plastic was adopted that leaches powerful estrogen mimickers that sterilize men and make women hyper-hormonal and give them breast cancer. By design, the UN's been caught adding female hormones to tetanus shots that then sterilize women. That's mainstream news. This year, AP reported the UN got caught in Africa, Latin America, Middle East, Central Asia, and Southeast Asia, giving people live, weaponized polio, killing them in mass. Associated Press. Chicago Tribune's Chicago Water in public report, city silent over sex hormones and painkillers found in treated drinking water. It's being added in streams and rivers that have no human runoff into them. The plants, the animals are becoming sterilized, the frogs, the fish, the salamanders. It's being added. They've caught water supplies going to humans that have no runoff from sewage, so could not have these drugs. They found it hundreds of times the level it should be. You are being drugged. That's why you feel like garbage. That's why you can't get your energy up. That's why you can't get angry at the New World Order. That's why you've lost your vision. You're living inside the New World Order. When we come back with Bob Chapman, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do if they win and how they're going to carry out the extermination in a very brief synopsis. We have all the evidence from their own statements how they're doing it. How have I known all this was going to come? How did I know they'd announce global government at this Copenhagen summit? Because they said they would 20 years ago.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster to get his take on the global government eugenics program. There is no longer any doubt. The public in the past wouldn't go read UN documents, State Department documents, Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, stating they would set up a planetary regime run by private banks. They would tax everything as a form of neo-feudalistic serfdom, shut off your energy, your power, take your children from you, drug your water supply, dumb you down, put cancer viruses in vaccines to kill you, soft kill weapons that take decades to activate, implanting your DNA with the viral RNA. This has all been done by design. I know it's monstrous. I know it's hard to believe. But if we don't stop them, and if we don't publicly stand up and say you are a group of murdering killers calling for global Chinese one-child policy, forced abortions, police state, if we don't get aggressive with these people, they're going to come in and push their agenda. Now, the National Post, one of the biggest papers in Canada that wrote the headline, "The Real Inconvenient Truth, The Whole World Needs to Adopt China's One-Child Policy, a Global Government Planetary Law Such as China's One-Child Policy is the Only Way to Save the Planet." That's what this is really about. When real world population is going to plane off, the UN admits, at 8.5 billion or less, the West is having a replacement rate of 1.3 children. For every two adults, they're only having 1.3 children. It's all a fraud. If they would just have industrialized the third world, which the Kyoto and Copenhagen agreements are meant to stop, they admit it's meant to freeze their industrial capacity. They have to make double the cuts we do based on the fraud that carbon dioxide's deadly poison. If we would have allowed them to industrialize, their numbers would have dropped, even if you believe the world's overpopulated. That's what's so cold-blooded about this. They keep the people bomb going to hurt these countries because they never get industrialized. They keep them from industrializing and then say, oh, now we just got to sterilize them. So keep them from industrializing and then sterilize them. The West is only having 1.3 children from Japan to the United States. 1.3 children for every two indigenous adults that live there. The U.S. has grown in population because of massive over 3 million illegals, a million illegals a year coming in. That's what's replacing our dying numbers, the death of the West that Pat Buchanan has written so much about. This is the reality. And they are going to stage terror attacks to set up a bigger police state so you can't politically change what they're doing. They are going to release more and more controlled biological plagues, then put soft kill viruses, RNA, in your vaccines. They are just going to continue taking your children from you, bankrupting you through taxes, government-run health care to make you dependent on them. And they are just going to phase this in over the next 25 years, they have stated, until world population starts imploding. And the elites say they're doing this in public writings so they can have control of the future, so they can have control of resources for themselves and their families, and so they can have the life extension technologies for themselves. They do not want to give those life extension technologies to the general public. You can't give people systems that allow them to live to 150 or older, and by then, even past that, because of the way technology will grow. This is what Ray Kurzweil is saying. This is what all the top futurists at the UN are saying. This is what the Pentagon says. This is what Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, has written about in Wired magazine. Intellectuals are all aware of this, but the average well-educated intellectual is told, oh, you're elite, you're smart, you'll be part of this. Get on board with the program. They think they're part of it. Even low-level professors are part of this. Newspaper writers everywhere are calling for one-child policies. I'm sure you've seen it on the news, to lower the carbon footprint. This is a revolution, what they call the final revolution of a scientific dictatorship, where a rebellion of the people will be as unthinkable as a rebellion of sheep against the practice of eating mutton or baby sheep. That's a quote from Bertrand Russell. As Aldous Huxley said, whose brother ran the UN Eugenics Program, Secretary General of UNESCO, Julian Huxley. Aldous Huxley said, the scientific dictatorship will make you love your servitude, love having your bills going up, love having your children taken, love dying of cancer from the inoculations. The government's declassified that they put cancer viruses in over 200 million dosages of the polio vaccine that killed millions. This is on record, Associated Press. In fact, for everybody watching on TV and radio, Google Associated Press source AP polio vaccine killed, polio vaccine live. And you'll see AP this year like it's no big deal. Oh, all over the world, the UN gave people live weaponized polio in vaccines and it killed them. Oh, it was a mistake. No, they've been doing that for 40 years that we know of. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so diabolical. Why does a young 15-year-old girl get in the car with Ted Bundy at the mall? He's wearing a suit. He's handsome. He's well-spoken. Hey, honey, let's go have fun. Let me go buy you a hamburger and we can have some fun in the back. She's 15. She's getting all sexually charged up. You know, the guys her age aren't hitting on her. She wants to have some fun. She wants to get back at her parents. She can't believe that in 30 minutes she's going to be tied up in a shack with him torturing her and biting chunks out of her. You are the same way, America and the rest of the world. You have been taught that globalism is cute. Print that article for me. They found it. CBS News is just one of them. Mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. The next line, they admit like it's no big deal. Oh, it was spread through the vaccine. You better wake up and figure out there's nothing trendy about this. When the Fortune 100 is behind global taxes, you better run for the hills. When the eugenics elite is for this, you better wake up. All right, Bob Chapman with us for the rest of the hour. Bob, thanks for holding while I finished up that key breakdown. Speak in detail from your 45 years of fighting the globalists, formerly Army Intelligence, one of the biggest silver and gold brokers in history, private brokers, the number one newsletter until you retired. You've now come back to fight these people. From your study of the New World Order, is what I said accurate, and why do you think they're coming out and announcing one-child policy, global dictatorship, forced abortion in the U.S. and Canada and Europe, CPS taking almost all the children. It's all being announced, sir. No longer in the documents, now publicly. Bob Chapman.
Well, that's exactly the way it is, and as an evolutionary process, I and a handful of others have been talking about it for 50 years, and it's here and now. I could have not said it any more fully or any better than what you have. I heard you yesterday or earlier in today. I think it was earlier today. And one of the things that you touched on that you didn't touch on this morning was the taxing intent of formulating a new currency to be based on carbon taxes. And this is strongly one of the ways that they want to entrap people, the taxation and a new world currency based upon carbon. And I think we may have stopped them. We won't know for a few months yet, but you've been very close to closer than I to what's happening in Copenhagen, and they are conducting themselves at the meeting like nobody ever heard about ClimateGate and the release of the emails that identified them for creating global warming as a fraud and a ruse. They're just going ahead full steam, doing what they want to do. And as you said, in regard to the president in signing the document to try to enforce it in the United States and bypassing the House and the Senate and essentially setting himself up as a dictator and committing high treason, that's her attitude in this thing. They think they can get away with anything. And one of the things that they've missed, I think, is they think they control the military and they don't. And I think they're going to find that they're going to push a little bit too far along the way here. And that's going to be in the next year or two. And everything's going to break loose.
Well, the key is when you got government documents 45 years ago, I got government documents 14 years ago, we didn't just sit here and shut up because the media called us kooks. We would hold up the official IMF, World Bank, UN plans. So we've warned, you've probably done 10, 20, 30,000 interviews. What do you do, 5, 6, 7 a day for 30, 40 years? I mean, I've been reaching hundreds of millions of people over the years. My films alone, seen over 100-plus million times on YouTube and Google. That's publicly, the newspapers report that with horror, that we're so effective. So we warned everybody. Now, everything we said would happen happened exactly as we said, not because we have crystal balls. We were reading their own documents. Now people are freaking out and listening. And so we're beginning to get the momentum. Ron Paul said his audit the Fed's going to pass the House today. I mean, we are devastating them thanks to the fact that we didn't care about being demonized or laughed at, Bob.
That's right. And we're going to keep right on doing it and sticking it to them. And we're going to win. But we've got to have the help of the public. They've got to get with us. They have to take the information that we have and go to their elected direct representatives, especially at the lower levels and the city councils and county councils and mayors and aldermen and state representatives. Go to sovereignty, push the government, push them right to the edge, push Wall Street right to the edge.
We have to continue to identify the enemy. I mean, how bold is it? How incredible is it for you to see them openly come out and admit global government, openly come out and say world government, planetary one-child tax, take your children by law, openly being announced by the Chinese delegation, they own our debt, to see them openly announcing a global control over all transportation, a UN authority, a 2% tax on all GDP of countries, hundreds of taxes on all human activity, 700-plus new UN bureaucracies. I mean, this is amazing.
It certainly is, and they're going for it because they don't have any other choice. They took the program forward. They made a big mistake. They couldn't stop, and they can't stop any more now than they could then. And if they don't go forward, they're going to be gobbled up anyway.
Very well said, Bob Chapman. Let's continue to break this down on the other side of this quick break. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. Your call's
You have ahead. A mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Segment, we'll get into the economy, but this is the economy. The IMF and World Bank, in the leaked Danish text, the real version that's in the text of what they're going to introduce next week, they were going to keep it secret. It came out 3 days ago to double or right at double the taxes on the third world over what the West has to pay. They suckered the third world into getting behind the treaty, telling them, oh, you're going to get America's money. You're going to get Europe and Britain and Japan's money. No. The banks get our money, and the banks get your money. Okay, you understand? They always play us off against each other, divide and conquer. And in there it states the World Bank and IMF will get all the money totally dictatorial. The countries signed their sovereignty in a treaty, in a contract, away. And Obama said 3 days ago in Associated Press, they said, if the Senate doesn't ratify this, I will implement it by executive fiat, quote, command and control. And then now here's another headline. Now EU wants global transaction tax to fund bailouts, a direct transaction tax to the private banks. I mean, Bob, this is just like Madoff declaring himself king or something and everyone bowing down. Madoff, of course, was involved in this at the highest levels with Ken Lay. I mean, this is so criminal. This is so openly criminal. How does anyone go along with it, Bob?
Well, they don't want, they won't once they find out. And that, what that is a transaction tax. And that is on securities transactions. And they've had that in the United States before. During the 1960s, they had such a tax. And it's just another way of raising revenue. And it's not good, of course. People, you know, don't need to pay any more taxes anywhere for that matter. And yes, they also are allowing the rich countries, so to speak, to emit 2.67 tons of carbon per day, but the third world countries can only emit 1.44 tons per day, which is about double.
Per person per year, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, as George Orwell said, some are more equal than others. This is so totally chauvinistic and, as you say, diabolical.
And it's being sold as liberal to help Africa when it will admittedly kill them en masse. These people are on
right.
the edge of starvation. This will kill them. The ethanol scam killed 10 million extra last year. And then here's George Soros. Climate colonialism. Soros wants poorer nations to take on green debt. So Soros gets our tax money, literally paid to him and Al Gore. Then they loan it, loan sharking rates to the third world, and they don't even get the money if they don't sterilize people. I mean, can you think of something more evil, Bob?
No, and that, you know, the Gore family made their money with Arm & Hammer, and after the wall came down, the records of the Soviet Union became public, and the Arm & Hammer was identified by the former Soviets as a secret agent going back into the 1920s. He was a KGB agent. So the Gore family made their wealth by being involved in business deals with other Marxists.
But
obviously.
At a higher level, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been declassified now, McCarthy was right. He found out that the army was running it and the banks were running it. They just created the communists as a rent-a-mob to go rob the czars and the people and make them slaves and call it revolution. And so Hammer was actually just working for the globalist.
That's right. And I had met him many times because I was in the brokerage business in Los Angeles, and he would always be coming around with a dog and pony show about Occidental Petroleum. So, and I knew what he was doing at the time, but I never brought it up in the meetings because I would be the only voice, and everybody would look at me and say, "You're nuts." And of course, that wasn't true, and now we're proving all that. George Soros. And I don't know what the listeners know his background, but as a teenager, he was a Hungarian Jew, and he passed himself off as being non-Jewish, and he worked with the Gestapo collecting other Jews to send them off to be exterminated. And what they would do is steal all the belongings that belonged to these poor people, and they would divvy it up among the Gestapo people, and him and others who helped him. And so that's how George got his start.
Unbelievable. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. And Arm & Hammer.
Wait a minute, Alex. He's been convicted of stock fraud twice. And once in Paris, and he appealed the decision, and they threw the appeal out. And just recently, in the last year, he was convicted of stock fraud. In both instances, paid large fines.
Well, stay there. We got a break. We got a break, Bob. I want you to come back and finish the story. That's why I was saying hold on. I want you to take your time on that. take your time on the other chief guy running all this other than Al Gore, and that's Maurice Strong. He can't come to the U.S. for oil for food, starving Iraqis for money. Stay there, Bob. We'll come right back to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
We're going to your phone calls in about 7 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman, for those that don't know, we have a lot of new listeners every minute tuning in, getting so many new AM and FM affiliates. Bob helped publish and write the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. I talked to all the old-timers, and Bob Chapman was right there fighting them the entire time for almost 50 years. And so he can really, and he's been in high levels of business, so he knows a lot of these people, and he knows their histories. So take your time talking to Madeleine Albright's dad in Czechoslovakia. It was the famous Soviet that robbed over 1 million people. When the Nazis came, they had to run to Serbia. It came out on the news. She had all that Holocaust art in her house that was taken. That was on 60 Minutes. People noticed Holocaust famous paintings behind her. She admitted it and said, I'm keeping it. You know, basically go to hell. Soros, of course, worked for the Nazis. Others worked for the Soviets, the Gores. I mean, they worked for killer thugs. It's who they are. Then you have John Shalikashvili, the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. His dad was the head Nazi general for the Polish turncoat that worked for the Nazis in Poland. I mean, it's only a few families. And these people know how to take over governments, have coups, and that's what their global carbon tax is. So, Bob Chapman, you've got the floor. Finish, recap your George Soros story, the global taxes, what they're doing to the third world, Arm & Hammer, all of it. Bob Chapman, tell us.
Well, George Soros, as I said, had been convicted twice of stock fraud. And this is in recent times. This is not 30 or 40 years ago. And he was the one who was given the inside information in the early 1990s by the royal family that the pound was going to break away from the European currencies, and the result would be that the pound would fall in value. And so George shorted the pound and made billions and billions of dollars. These people don't make money because they're extra smart. They all have inside information, and that's a very good example of it. And in the United States today, Warren Buffett's another one. You know, he's brought around like the grand poobah and the all-knowing one, when in fact most of his deals are either in collaboration with the U.S. government or directly with the U.S. government. The reason that he just recently bought the railroad was to get carbon credits so that he could engage in the carbon trading. And incidentally, in Europe, they're already doing carbon trading, and they have a big scandal going on about how the carbon rates are all fixed and everybody's getting ripped off, and it'll be in tomorrow's issue of the Forecaster. But getting back to Soros, he also, and when these people die, people like Soros, their wealth is then turned over to the Illuminati. And I've seen it happen time and time again. And so they got a goodwill here. They do what they're supposed to do. And they live powerful and luxurious lives. Soros used a good part of his money to foment these revolutions in all these Eastern European countries. The Pink Revolution, the Blue Revolution, whatever they were called. And that was his money doing that. And he also has been the biggest proponent for the legal use of marijuana. He's been pushing it for some years. As far as Albright's concerned, yes, her father was a first-class crook. But, you know, he's one of the families. And it was interesting that probably about 10 years ago, she just discovered that she was Jewish. And so that was no revelation because she knew from the beginning. And where did they get all of the art wealth that they had? They took it all from Jewish people. And so she and her father, just like the Gores and the Soroses and others, have gleaned this tremendous amount of wealth by doing exactly what the Illuminists want them to do, whether it's within the communist structure, the fascist structure, the socialist structure, etc. They have their mission, they're told what to do, and they get their orders and training and information from foundations and think tanks, which are funded by these people. And so the way I envision it, they say, look, here's the syllabus, you study it, this is what you've got to do, and for that you'll get, you know, $80 billion or whatever the figure is. And this is the way this thing works. And it worms its way all over the world into companies and governments and banking, and not everybody in banking and the brokerage industry or the insurance industry or in manufacturing or whatever throughout the world are involved in this. There's a lot of good people out there, and a lot of people who are invited to join groups like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Group of 30 and the Group of 300 and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and on and on and on. Some of them get out, but not many. I mean, the power and the money is so fabulous that these people can't help themselves. And so going back to Hammer, Hammer's father was a high official in the Communist Party in the United States. It wasn't called that. Eventually, he was called a communist. Hammer always said that he wasn't a communist, and of course, he was. And there's a number of books on his history, and he had this large oil concession in Libya, and he got that by paying off for it, which is illegal, of course. The same thing that Halliburton just got caught doing. I mean, you got to understand that these people are all in this together, and they buy the politicians in every country. They create revolutions. They create wars. They, you know, like America, they've never seen a dictator that they didn't like. Look at the school that they had at Fort Benning for the
still there under a new name. But Bob, that's a great point you make. That look at how our government sets up dictatorships all over the world. Of course they're getting rid of NORTHCOM. Of course they're putting police on the street. The federal government today financed a paper by Rand to create a new U.S. Army police force. Now, we know they're going to put regular army on the streets and are already doing it, but now they're announcing, no, we're going to have federal U.S. Army troops, and they're just going to patrol America, and they're going to write tickets and everything. I mean, that's total Guatemala, total Stalin Russia. I mean, that's grade A certified. It's just totally illegitimate criminal government. And you say, well, the military will stand up. And I know the military are really tuning in droves. They're waking up. They know previously they were taught this was bad. Now they're being told it's good. But they're having Marine Corps, Army, National Guard, where they run checkpoints in Tennessee, California, Texas, Iowa. They do gun confiscation drills. It's now in the paper. And the troops go, yeah, I'm out here running checkpoints for drunks. I mean, what's wrong with stopping drunks just to set the precedent? And so they're certainly trying to do this and using staged terror attacks to sell it. And conservatives have been sold, well, if it's anti-terror, I'm for it. But conservatives need to know we got the Mayak report from the police. We released it. We got the Homeland Security report. I got it. I released it. People couldn't believe it was real for 2 days until the feds admitted, yes, Jones shouldn't have that. And I had the feds calling up saying, who gave that to you? And I said, go take a hike, buddy. It's still America. And it said, Homeland Security is for the American people, gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that protest the Fed. We always knew it was for us because we're the real Americans. We're the good guys. Homeland Security is to stop the good guys. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's the federalization process. And that will sweep through all of the police departments and eventually through all the state agencies. This is monstrous what's going on. And, you know, the American people who are listening to this, you have got to tell other people about this. You have to talk about it in all the meetings that you're having politically at the lower levels in the state and cities and the towns. And you have to continually barrage all the congressmen, all the senators, and tell them you don't want them to do this and don't want them to do that. You know, it's the only legal avenue open to you. And if you can, you should go with these groups that meet and go to Washington. What was it, 2 million people, tea parties, other kinds of groups all over the country. If you don't do it, you're going to end up in an internment camp.
And by the way, Bob, you were in Army intelligence in Europe against the Soviets. You've lived in Paris. You've lived in South Africa. You've lived and did a lot of work in black ops. And that's how you discovered the New World Order. People that study history like you and I, who spend all our time researching this, and you've lived it, know what type of tyranny we're dealing with. It's not a boss hog. It's not a corruption. It's not a good old boy thing. It is a scientific, focused final solution to bring in an invincible scientific dictatorship. This is their own statements. A planetary regime, the likes of which we've never seen. People need to know this is the darkest, most wicked form of tyranny you can imagine.
And these people are truly demented.
They are. They are truly, 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 truly demented. And people need to understand, this is life and death, folks. They're putting in the face scanners, the license plate readers are already in. They're already tracking everything. They're already admitting their service. I mean, it's just, it's hell. I mean, and the military and police listening, folks, they are spiking your vaccines in water. Bob, you want to explain that to them?
Well, they've been doing it for a long time. It's just we didn't know about it. And if they can put chlorine in, they can put anything else in. And as Alex said earlier, they're getting all kinds of drugs in bodies of water that are nowhere near pollution that are used for drinking water. They're hitting these reservoirs and the feeders to reservoirs before the water ever gets to be processed. I don't know what they're doing with the private water as far as bottled water is concerned. Do you know that, Alex?
Well, they picked a plastic in the 50s out of thousands of formulae, the only type that sloughs massive estrogen mimickers, and that's a fact. They admit that. In fact, people won't believe it. Just Google plastics sterilizing, plastics sterilizing men, or plastics releasing estrogen mimickers. And you'll get thousands of articles. It's admitted. Here's one out of CBS News, and this is a whitewash. Remember that. Mutant poliovirus spreads in Nigeria. 124 children affected. I looked up the actual number. It was tens of thousands. This year, by paralyzing disease believed to be caused by same vaccine used to fight it. Oh, it's an accident. But then you pull it up. Dozens and dozens of countries with weaponized polio vaccine killing and maiming the children.
And, you know, there is an enormous a group of people who are involved in this conspiracy, and that's exactly what it is, who are pedophiles and other deviants. And
again, the UN's been caught, hundreds of articles. Everywhere they go, they run child kidnapping rings. Go ahead.
And what they want to do in eventually controlling you will be able to control your children so that they can use them as they want to. And it is so rampant, it's unbelievable. You know, I went to Rome one time. They wanted me to take over the Observatore Romano. And, of course, at that time I didn't know anything about how to run a newspaper. And the editor had died and his wife was running it, and they wanted myself and somebody else to run the paper. And the front page of the paper, Henry Kissinger's in town, hide your children. I'll never forget it. Of course, you wouldn't see that kind of a headline in the United States. But Kissinger is a famous pedophile, as is Gordon Brown and the Bushes, and I could go on and on. There's millions of them. And they'll have a field day with children once they are able to take over. And so that's what is in the future for your children and grandchildren.
Devastating information. Devastating information with Bob Chapman. My goodness, if it was coming from anybody else, I wouldn't know what to say. Coming from him, I don't know what to say. But I've been to Bohemian Grove. I know about Skull and Bones. And the sky's the limit for these people. Let's take some calls. Lee in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Bob. Great show. I don't know how I get anything done. Bob, it's great to listen to you. I did want to comment on something about Ron Paul and HR 1207. I just finished finishing up a macroeconomics class, and I believe I'll be getting an A or a B. And I've been trying to get the teacher to understand HR 1207 and the importance of auditing the Federal Reserve. I just got a message from him, and I get a chance to write some closing comments for the rest of the students and the teacher to see. Any suggestions on a short little blurb to write down so people can...
We don't really know what your paper's about, so it's hard for us to help you.
It's just about macroeconomics in what's going on in Africa. I just want to write...
I would give them a Thomas Jefferson quote about if we ever allow private banks to take over the issuance of currency and credit, our children will wake up homeless on the continent we conquered. And I would give them some quotes by Jefferson about everything is the money power, this parasitic system that if you took all the power away from the bankers today, tomorrow they would write themselves a new fiat check for the rest of the world. Bob Chapman?
Well, he was exactly right, and that was a long time ago. And so we're fighting this enemy for over 1,000 years. And, you know, when I say that, and Alex says it, people say, well, gee, that couldn't be. Tell us about it. But, you know, it's not something you can capsulize in 5 minutes. You have to go back and study it yourself. Either you're going to have to take our word for it. And that's why we're on the air, because we're here to help you. We're not selling anything. We're not doing anything. We're just saying, look, this is what's going on. You've got to become aware of it. You have to do something about it. If you don't, you're not going to like the way that you're going to have to live in the future. And all you have to do is read the publications and the announcements of the people who are involved in this, and you'll get the message. And you've got to let Congress, and you got to let everybody in politics know that you know what they're doing, or you know what they should be doing to stop this.
Absolutely.
People have got to get up in arms.
You got to get angry, folks.
Emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Continuing with phone calls, Bob Chapman. Hey, I've got to ask you during the break, Bob, you want to stay 15 minutes in the next hour so we can take more calls?
Of course.
Awesome. Let's go to David in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I
I was watching something on Democracy Now! Where they were talking about this lady named Yvonne Yanez, who heads a group called Action Ecologica. I'll preface this by saying there are a lot of bad guys in mining, but this is getting crazy. She proposes that they have a program called Keep the Oil in the Soil, and that Ecuador or some NGO receive money so that they don't produce oil. It's kind
no,
of
no, no, no. That's what George Soros is saying. They will give payoffs to the governments not to develop and not to bring resources out, because then it creates artificial scarcity, because the globalists already control most of the resources. So by shutting down other people, remember Bill Clinton in 1996, 97, the only clean-burning coal in North America was in Utah, in just a small area, but tons of it, enough to run the U.S. for over 100 years. And he signed an executive order for the environment to block that. That made Chinese coal, that he and others owned part of, the only other big place in the world to have this clean coal, with because it's much cheaper to burn, because your scrubbers don't have to be as complex to get the mercury and other phosphates. What's the yellow colored chemical? Sulfur, to scrub that out. And so, see, by making that coal off limits, that more than doubled the Chinese coal. Bob Chapman, you want to comment on this?
Well, it's exactly the way it happened, and that was a gift of the Chinese, and of course, they get paid off. I mean, the skullduggery that has gone on is just incredible. I mean, these are the inside stories that you're just not going to get from the major media, which these people own.
And, of course, and so a useful idiot like Robert Redford that went out there and stopped it from happening, he goes home and feels good. He doesn't know that he's contributing to energy loss and genocide worldwide, because this hurts the third world the worst. Go ahead.
Well, I think there are a lot of people in the environmental and green area that mean very, very well. But they just don't understand some of the things that we do. And when you tell them, most of them don't want to listen, unfortunately. I mean, they're steadfast in what they believe in. And I think they should be more selective. And it's a shame, because when you have a big name, because you're a movie star or something of that sort, people tend to listen to you, whether you're qualified or not.
David, anything else?
Yes, sir. I remember this. There was this company called Gabriel Resources. They had this huge mountain in Romania. It's been used since the Roman Empire. It's already a brownfield area. And they have these George Soros NGOs lobbying the Romanian government not to get it developed. And these NGOs have associations with Hungary, and Hungary feels entitled to land in Romania where this gold lies. And you go talk to the residents near the potential mine. They all want the mine. They need the money. They're poor. Their girlfriends need consumer goods. The boyfriends are lonely. There's a film called Mind Your Own Business. Talks about that.
Well, see, what Soros will do is, and they did this in Austin, some of the same groups, they come in and say, you can't build on this 15,000 acres owned by 20-something ranchers. We're not going to let you build on it. The property value falls by 95%. Then they come back 5 years later and they say, we'll give you 10 cents on the dollar for the land. And then as soon as they have it, the mayor that did it opens his own bank and gives the land to himself publicly, makes Madoff look like and then just openly builds hotels and houses on it. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by and murder you and your family. I mean, you know, that's how it works here in Austin. It's like, we rule you, we own you, you are slaves, we have weapons, we have men in black uniforms who love to kill people. Shut up, we own you now. Shut up, drink the tap water, drink the poison, shut up. Bob Chapman, stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 70 seconds as we enter the fourth and final hour and take more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.